True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Time to go to the Rude guest hotline, first time today. Rude makes the most dependable, reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Yeah.
Time to talk to our friend Mr. Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News. You can give him a follow at PLeonardNYDN. Check out the Talking Ball with Pat Leonard podcast, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. Pat, what's up, dude? How are you?
JP, B-Mitch, let's go. Week one, I'm pumped.
Yeah, we are too, brother. We are too. I saw you had a story out this morning, kind of previewing. Let's start with Eagles-Giants and just your Eagles-Cowboys, rather, your reaction to the Micah Parsons trade.
I'm totally honest. When I first saw it, I was not surprised he was traded. When I first saw it, the first thing that went through my head is two first-round picks. That's good for the Cowboys. Because in my mind, I thought it was a foregone conclusion that it wasn't going to be resolved in a way with him on the team. But obviously not a great return if that one first round pick from Green Bay ends up being almost more like an early second. Certainly, if you're an NFC East team, you're very glad to not have to prepare for Micah Parsons.
You're right about that.
Twice per season. And, for Brian Schottenheimer, I guess, if you're the Dallas Cowboys head coach, you don't get better by getting rid of good players. But you figure Jerry Jones typically gives the yes-men coaches he hires a long runway. So, hey, maybe that's a good sign for him in the long run, but certainly not in the short term.
Yeah, I agree. All right, now shifting the focus to this week's NFC East matchup here in Washington. Commanders-Giants, it seems like Brian Daboll really tried to press the gas throughout the preseason. How are the Giants looking? What has surprised you in good and bad ways, through 6 weeks of training camp?
Yeah, I think the most positive development for the Giants is that they've gotten something they were looking for from all three quarterbacks. Their entire plan, Joe Shane will tell you this himself, hinges on the belief that taking Daniel Jones out and putting Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart, Jameis Winston, some combination of that in, is going to elevate the rest of the roster and show everybody this team's not as bad as it has been. What they got from Russell Wilson so far is stability, a certainty that he's the starter, we're following him. Whether that's going to be the right decision or a good thing is another, something that we're going to monitor here starting in week one against the Commanders. But for the team, having a North Star, that's been good. Jackson Dart, obviously, as the rookie, having a strong preseason, injects a ton of life into the team, into the fan base. And Jameis Winston provides a lot of optimism, a lot of leadership. He has taken a back seat willingly under contract for 2 years here at a reasonable number. And he has definitely rubbed off on the entire team. So the Giants, listen, they feel like they've won the offseason. The vibes are high. This game means everything for them. If they can validate their feelings based on what the quarterbacks have provided, what they've had, and they can beat a team with Jaden Daniels leading the way, everything could change. And yet again, they could fall flat on their face and realize that the preseason and the regular season are two different animals. But certainly the quarterback position's next step is now to score like an NFL offense, something the Giants haven't done in several years.
Well, when you have multiple quarterbacks sometimes, it can fray a team. You know, and I know right now everything seems to be good. They haven't really been playing games. How soon before that situation become a problem?
Yeah, it's a great question, Beamish. See, I think Daboll is so high on Dart, and Dart has acquitted himself so well. To me, I expect him to play as early as, like, it would surprise me if Daboll didn't press the red button quickly. You know, think of it this way. If you're down 17-3 at half on the road at Washington and Russell Wilson and the offense looks anemic, you have a rookie quarterback you drafted in the first round who's done everything you've asked, who's more mobile than Wilson, who's tough, who's a gamer. You know, I find it hard to believe they're not going to squeeze him into that game in some way in that regard. Are they going to have a package for Jackson Dart? And how is that going to work out? In the preseason, you saw them kind of have Wilson in for a drive. They'd take him out for a play, put Dart in, all part of Daboll's plan to kind of get the rookie going. But there is the job element, the job security element, too, to think about. The general manager, the coach, they want to win games to protect their job. They also want to demonstrate that this young man is who they traded up to get. And you guys obviously are very familiar down in that area with what it does for a franchise or for a team and for a front office and a coach when you hit on the quarterback position. So, B-Mitch, I think people underestimate how quickly and early all of these first-round quarterbacks go in, let alone a guy like Dart in a position where, like you said, hey, if Russell Wilson comes out bombs away, no one's going to be talking about that during this game. But if he sputters and stubs his toe, it's hard to imagine there's not going to be conflict and controversy about that immediately.
I could totally see that happening immediately. How do you feel about the Giants' O-line, their ability to run the ball?
I feel like they can be adequate at it. I don't think they can control a game with it. Tracy's ball security issues, if they are resolved or improved, that would go a long way. You could say that about any running back, but their offensive line in general, JP, I think I would describe it as slightly below average, but they did put some film on tape last year, including week two against Washington on the ground. Week five or six, whenever they played the Seahawks in Seattle, they did have some games where they moved the line of scrimmage. They believe Cam Scataboo, the rookie running back, who should, you know, be much closer to 100% than he's been with a hamstring through camp. They believe that he is a huge X factor to their running game. But again, a lot of what this Giants optimism is based on is things we haven't seen in real games. Is Washington vulnerable to that on the D-line?
They spent all offseason trying to get way better on the D-line. They spent a lot of money, and we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I know you cover the Giants, but Kinlaw last year playing for the Jets, I thought was actually a little better than people, kind of the reputation with him. Mm-hmm. I think Kinlaw will be a big piece for them. Dietrich Wise should really help them on the edge. So I know Washington is looking to shut down the Giants' run game in week one. How Neighbors has missed a lot of time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he most recently had some back tightness that he was dealing with. They've been extremely cautious with a lot of their top players with coming back from injuries or dealing with ailments. So, you know, everybody except for Andrew Thomas, I would expect to be on the field. But, you know, Neighbors, like, he'll be playing in this game. Dexter Lawrence is a guy that we talked about, I think, even last time I was on. He's a guy who they've been really steadily ramping him up to football shape, coming off of a dislocated elbow going back to last season. You know, these guys are going to play. They're going to be on the field. But I am interested in how all of this load management is going to come to fruition because of how big this game is and how they need a result right away. But yeah, listen, Neighbors, what he looks like, you guys know this. Sometimes you see a guy against his own defense and secondary or whatever so often. Eventually you're like, well, okay, what does this look like against the rest of the league? I can just tell you when Neighbors is healthy and on the field throughout camp against the Giants, he has been completely unguardable. And I really don't use hyperbole like that. but that's what he's looked like. I remember very well in week two looking at, you know, the Commanders' defensive game plan and saying at first my reaction was, what the heck are they doing? They're letting this guy catch the ball and run wherever he wants. But then by the end of the game, I said, they didn't give up a single explosive play to the Giants' best player.
Right.
And so I think it boils down to that a lot for what, like, stopping the run important because the Giants need the run game to take pressure off of Wilson. He's not as mobile as he used to be. But certainly everything in this game hinges on, can the Giants' offense get the ball down the field so that they can score with Jaden Daniels and Washington?
So, speaking of Jaden Daniels and Washington, we've heard a lot about the Giants' defensive front. How good do you expect them to be? Is there any sort of, like, you know, they kind of have to mesh? I don't know how much those guys played together in preseason and such. And how does Abdul Carter look?
Yeah, so you asked about the Giants' run game. I think the Giants' run defense, that's an area that you looked at all last season. They've really needed to improve. I am skeptical of their interior D line. You know, there's Dexter Lawrence, but then there's a bunch of guys that they're looking to have step up there and help that. Their edges, including Carter, Burns, Thibodeau, all much better pass rushers, as most edges are, than they are run defenders. They are not getting paid because of their run defense. You know, I thought the Brian Robinson trade was an interesting one in this matchup specifically because he's a player that the Giants have struggled against mightily. I mean, Washington still beat them last year as well in a game without him. But, you know, that to me, that's the vulnerability of the Giants defense early on, that what they need to prove first. If they can prove it, that they can stop the run, their pass rush is going to be a significant part of any success they have this season. I mean, they're going to be able to get a one-on-one for either Burns, Carter, or Lawrence on most plays. Mm-hmm. And all of those guys are capable of winning that. The rookie, I mean, he's a complete menace in the best way possible for a defense. He is 100 miles an hour. You know, I'm not calling in Micah Parsons, but you know how Parsons' motor just looks different when he's running through guys, even when he's being blocked. His second and third effort and push, whether it's through a block or bending around it, Carter has that kind of look to him on the field.
In other words, you said we're going to have to chip him a lot.
Yes, and also, I come back to this. I think you should run the ball right at him and force him to stop it first. Now, I'm not saying he can't do it, but very clearly what he wants to do is run and chase in space.
Yeah.
And if you let him do that, because this is the usage of him is going to be very interesting. I think they're still figuring it out. But you're going to see him everywhere. You're going to see him spelling either Burns or Thibodeau on the edge on either side. You're going to see him in the interior in a NASCAR package with all three of them on the field. You're going to see him at off-ball linebacker at times, blitzing from that spot. I've even seen him in practice cover a running back out of the backfield as an off-ball linebacker. So, you know, is he going to spy Jaden Daniels at times? There's a lot of ways that he could be used. But I think that's what the Giants want. They want Washington to drop back to pass so that they can use those guys. You know, not that their secondary is definitely strong and they're just going to lock down on the back end and Washington won't be able to pass the ball. But I think that the game situation, Washington having a lead, keeping a lead, running the ball, controlling possession, is the best way for them to try to negate the Giants' biggest strength. But if the Giants' offense can score and they can force Washington to have to throw from behind, you know, then I think that puts this game in dangerous territory for the home team.
How healthy is the defensive back?
Debo.
Oh, he's 100. I mean, he has not missed any time.
Okay.
Coming off that broken femur, that was an interesting one. That's a good question about you, B-Mitch, because, you know, coming off the broken femur last year in New Orleans, I don't think many of us expected to see him do much at all throughout the spring and then even into the early summer. But he was really not limited at all, played 100% throughout camp. I would say that he hasn't gotten his hands on a lot of passes through training camp and the preseason. Javon Holland has done more of that at the safety position they got from the Miami Dolphins. He has he has some pretty good instincts. The funny enough is Odibo is the one, I think, who had 7 interceptions last year, and Holland didn't have any. But you can see if Holland diagnoses a play correctly, he is a beeline to the football. Hmm. But that's a position of potential weakness, the outside corner spot. They added Odibo. The cornerback 2 position between Flott and Banks looks like it's going to be Flott on the outside to start, I would expect. But that position is iffy. The depth there is iffy. Tyler Newbin, the second-year safety, okay all-around player, but takes tough angles to the football. There's opportunity if the Commanders can protect on those passing plays. There are things they can exploit back there.
Talking with our friend Pat Leonard here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, R-U-U-D. Pat, last thing. So, you know, last year the Washington goes down to Tampa, loses the opener, comes back, New York's coming to town, and if the Giants had a kicker, yeah. Commanders might have started 0-2. What are the intangibles feeling like for this Giants team? Daboll have his finger on the pulse? Are they going to have any kicker questions? Like, how comfortable does everybody feel? Is it a little on edge knowing how much pressure there is? What is just the vibe overall?
Well, externally, the fan base thinks that the Giants are going to win this game. You know, externally, the feeling is the Commanders are playing. They're the ones who have to prove themselves again. And, you know, the Giants are the team that suddenly feels different in every way. I think internally, the Giants are cautiously optimistic because they do love some of the things that they've seen from the quarterbacks, especially, and from, you know, the leadership of the team. I think their belief is that this group, because they've had a strong preseason, at the very least, when they face adversity in week one, they will react better to it. So internally, they're cautiously optimistic for that reason. But I do believe, you know, if Andrew Thomas, the left tackle, can't play, if Dexter Lawrence is playing 80% of the snap or 70% of the snaps instead of 80, Neighbors, you know, hasn't done much. He is going to play. I think those health issues with some of the big guys and all of it coming together is still a question mark, because the fact of the matter is that pass rush that they have assembled, it looks exciting. It's tantalizing, but the two most exciting players on their roster are the two rookies, Carter and Dart. One of them is not supposed to play in the game at all. And the other one you can really only unleash if you have a 10-point lead in the fourth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a little bit of, I would say, uncertainty about that. And I think the final part is, and we've talked about this throughout the offseason, the pressure is so high on Brian Daboll especially. You know, you can put Joe Shane in that mix too, but you can feel it. Like we talked, he was on Zoom yesterday. He won't give an inch. He clearly views, even announcing who won the right guard job or the CB2 job, he views everything as a potential competitive advantage. You know, definitely feels like he's trying to do a little bit of a Bill Belichick act. You saw Belichick with the empty depth chart for the right. Scouts last night. You know, so it's tense, cautiously optimistic, but tense. They believe that they can go get this result, but they know they have to do it. If they don't, it could spiral pretty quickly in the other direction.
Well, we've talked so much about Dart. How has Russ looked?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, so this is... So JP, like that's a great question. And, you know, it's I kind of took a deep breath there because to me, this is what I continue to come back to. And it's like you don't want to poke a hole in the balloon. The team's nothing to nothing. Vibes are high. But what I see from Russell Wilson is, does he throw a good deep ball still? Yes, he does. Do he and Dart and the Giants quarterbacks in general, they screen the ball better, like they feather it into the running backs or neighbors' hands close to the line of scrimmage for catch and run opportunities. They're better at that than Daniel Jones was. But Wilson, when he's had like drive the ball periods in practices, most of the time there's either a penalty or a mistake that the offense makes that in a real game, the drive would have resulted in a punt. Like they just don't move the ball that well as a first string offense in those periods. So for me, I see Russ, his physical skills are not completely depleted, but he doesn't have that mobility that even a Daniel Jones had going back to last year. So can he score 24 to 27 points a game for this Giants team and lead them to those victories? I have not seen it in training camp. I've been there every day. I have not seen it, but that doesn't mean it's not possible.
It's going to be fun. We'll see Sunday, man. Buddy.
All right, Pat.
Can't wait. Thanks,
guys. Brother.
Thank you, Pat. That's our friend Pat Leonard. Check out the Talking Ball with Pat Leonard podcast. Give him a follow at PLeonardNYDN. Let's open these phone lines up for a bit. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How you feeling about Sunday? Giants fans seem kind of confident. They might be way better. That defensive line could be really good. How you feeling? You nervous? What players you worried about? Nobody go anywhere. It's P. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.